When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifest podcast. And if you have been listening to this show for quite some time now, you'll know that I usually only record episodes when I feel inspired to show up behind the microphone. And this week has been a wild week in so many different ways that I am unable to describe at this point in time. But let's just say that it has been not only life-changing and awe-inspiring and eye-opening, but it has also given me some time to reflect on the topic of today's show and how I can help to serve you guys, the listeners of this podcast and the people that remain in this community year after year, to deliver a different vantage point and perspective on a topic that I'm really passionate about because I have traveled this path many, many times. So, here we go. We are diving in today into how strengths can be created from weaknesses, or turning your weaknesses into strengths. I was originally going to call this episode From Nervous to Notable. Maybe I still will. I'm not sure yet. But transforming weaknesses into strengths is something that we all do automatically. And yet so many of us just give up at the first sign of struggle. We give up because it's either too hard or it's seemingly impossible, or perhaps there are so many different obstacles that have been placed on your path and you're just not sure how to rise above them, how to branch out of your comfort zone and see the weakness as an invitation to dive into the powerful rewards that you will find in strength. And I know that this is somewhat of an abstract concept, but if you think about it, we've all been through it at many different points throughout our lives. And so when weaknesses become strengths, it typically involves a process of personal growth, of course, and acceptance, and how do I put this? Strategic adaptation, let's put it that way. So here are a few ways in which perceived weakness can actually transform into strength. So it begins with self-awareness and acceptance, and recognizing and accepting your own weaknesses is really the first step in turning them into strength. So how can you identify that the weaknesses, the perceived flaws, I say flaw, it's so hard to say it sometimes, thinking, is this going to translate into an American set of ears? flaw, that's how I would say it, but it sounds like, you know, get down on the floor. Anyway, I've gone way too far into that to be able to backtrack now. FLAW is what I was trying to say. So, and that's the self-awareness piece there, right? Understanding from my point of view that I see a perceived weakness as sometimes my Australianisms may not translate into being understood by different audiences. And I think anybody that's from somewhere other than the country that they were born in goes through this feeling of, am I being understood? Am I being accepted? Is this being challenged? And it can be a perceived weakness. But then, right, we get this understanding of our own limitations, and then we get to see the areas where the growth is needed. So this is where you really spring into the framework of having a growth mindset. And adopting a growth mindset can transform your weaknesses by viewing them as opportunities, as I mentioned, or this is like the more metaphysical way of looking at it. You could see it as an invitation from the universe, if you will, for learning and developing beyond what you believed are fixed traits. I've always had a problem with people that say, well, I am who I am and that's not going to change. And I am a big believer in what you resist persists. And so with the growth mindset, it encourages continuous self-improvement and resilience, right? This is the key. So when your weaknesses are showing up, you got to remember that you are a resilient soul. You are a resilient being, and that God or the universe will never give you more than you can ever handle at any given time. And so there's this availability, if you will, to compensate through intentional skill development. And so sometimes it's by directly tackling a weakness, but that might not necessarily be the most effective approach. So instead, you develop other related skills that can compensate, right? So for example, someone who is not naturally outgoing might become excellent at writing or other forms of communication that might not directly mean being on camera. But that might not necessarily serve the end goal. So you have to find that complementary role in terms of like in fashion, for instance, or makeup, like when you're putting your face together. And for those of you that don't wear makeup, you know, I don't wear a lot of makeup. I'm a very minimal makeup person, very understated. I'm not a woman that will spend hours and hours and hours in the bathroom unless I've got like a speaking gig. I just said I'm not a woman that will spend hours and hours and hours in the bathroom. And I meant to say I'm not a woman that will spend hours and hours and hours in the bathroom doing my makeup. I just will never be that person because I value my time more. I've got more important things to do than, you know, curl my hair and my eyelashes and put on a crap ton of makeup. However, when I was in my early 20s, I used to do that every single day. I used to put on a full face of makeup to take my children to school, or actually take my son to school because my daughter was still at home with me. But I remember that, like all of the mothers in the schoolyard that have on their lipstick and their foundation and their eyeshadow and all that kind of stuff. And I got to the point where I was like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? I would even like 1950s housewife it and like put on makeup before my husband got home from work. And sure, that's fine. Of course, you can take a pride in your appearance. But for me, I began to see it as somewhat of a weakness because I was sacrificing my sense of self and my time, which was precious, just for the sake of getting approval through my appearance. Now, this was probably part of a much larger conversation and it was a weakness, but when I could identify these weaknesses, then I could rise above them. I remember, let's dive into the world of Sarah Prout and her weaknesses. I remember when I first stopped drinking, and I've since in the last couple of weeks had like half a glass of champagne and some incredible sake. That's it for a while though. I'm ready to hang up my drinking shoes again. It wasn't a problem. You know, I have deep admiration and respect for those people out there that have walked a difficult path when it comes to any level of substance abuse. I never had that, but I just knew that not having alcohol was a way that I could really protect my energy. And also, you know, I think there's a balance to strike for people like me that, you know, can do that and have some fun and then peel it back. But it was a weakness in terms of me not being able to manage my energy. It's always back to that. How does it impact my energy? And then if it impacts my energy and I do it anyway, then it's a weakness. But then that awareness is that I can turn that into a strength through setting boundaries, through setting limitations, through, you know, all of the things that you can do internally to make sure that you are keeping the line of integrity where it needs to be at any given moment. Does that make sense? So let's just say, I saw this ad on Instagram. I think it was either Instagram or Facebook. And it was this doormat that you can get that says, please hide all Amazon packages from my husband. And I thought, what is this? What is this? What is this about? Like, are there people out there that hide Amazon packages from their spouse because they don't want their spouse to know how much money they spent on something? And then I thought, well, that would be a weakness. And then I thought, well, have I ever pulled the price tag off something and kind of like downplayed it and gone, oh, it was, you know, I got it in sale. Oh, it's great. So again, that's a weakness. What can you do with that? What can you do with those moments where you feel like you have to dim your light to be understood or to be accepted or to feel safe or to get approval or have control. You shouldn't have to do that, right? That's the invitation to change the behavior and step into the aligned, empowered mode of communication. And then, of course, if you're in any kind of a mutual support system, you need to allow for whatever you say to be held with dignity, with integrity, with grace, and with curiosity. So with that being said, I'll be back just in a moment after a few short messages. Water carries energy, and it's in direct relation to the quality of the water. This not only impacts your health, but it also helps you to stay hydrated. In fact, 60% of our bodies are made up of water. So if you're anything like me, you probably don't trust your tap water. I will not even drink tap water in a restaurant. I will not drink ice or eat ice, because having safe, clean water is the last thing that you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in its tap water. And I want my kids to grow up healthy and strong. I want this for my loved ones. So that's why you've got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFASs in your water supply. These things, these plastics, these heavy metals, all of these things, you know, these are found in 45% of US tap water. And I'm so grateful that AquaTrue is certified to remove these contaminants. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents per bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste. It's even portable, making it perfect for people like me that are renting their home right now, or even if you're in college. In addition to drinking water, you can use it for your coffee, tea, and all of your cooking needs, from boiling pots, you know, for pasta or boiled eggs or veggies. And you can also do this with stocks and soups. And if you have pets, give them the good water, right? So I love really paying attention to giving my body, my environment, high quality water. And it makes tea and coffee, not that I drink coffee anymore, but I love a good cup of tea. It makes it so much better. So AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and it even makes a great gift. So today, my listeners will receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and enter the code MANIFEST at the checkout. That's 20% off at AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use the promo code MANIFEST, M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T. Here's an interesting fact that you may want to consider: that Americans take about 20,000 breaths a day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors. The indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. Indoor air pollutants can cause respiratory symptoms like sneezing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so that your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code MANIFEST, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers only, you will receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code MANIFEST. Okay, so where were we on this magical journey when weaknesses become strength, from nervousness to, you know, what was it? Nervous to notable. So, okay, we've covered self-awareness, we've covered growth mindset, compensation through skill development, which is really important, finding a complementary role, and then really aligning yourself with how you can leverage the perceived weakness, because it's all in your mind. What you see as weakness is strength waiting to be birthed through you. Because when you, let's just say, embrace your own uniqueness, for instance, what might be seen as a weakness in one context can be a strength in another. For example, sensitivity can also be seen as somewhat of a liability in professional environments because it can be a significant asset in roles that require empathy, for instance, such as counseling or customer service. And that's why, like, so many different people have different personality types, because we're not all supposed to be the same. So the comparison trap, you have to get off that train, so to speak, if you are comparing your journey to somebody else's journey, because no two journeys are the same, you see? So you need a perspective shift. Changing how you view your weakness is also how it can change its impact. So it's like this, it has this movable energy to it that when you shine a light on it, when you bring alchemy to it, when you bring light codes of laughter and humility to the weakness or the perceived weakness, you actually transform it, you transmute it, you turn it from pain into power. And so seeing seeing a trait, something like stubbornness, for instance, as tenacity instead of stubbornness, or detail-oriented nature such as meticulousness, can redefine those traits in a positive light. It's all about how you can take the weakness and spin it into a strength. So for instance, I struggled for many years thinking that I was a perfectionist, that I had like all of these little micro control mechanisms in place, that I like to do my own graphic design work in my business. I like to do everything myself. I'm so fiercely independent. So I had to look at the perfectionism. I had to think, well, am I really a perfectionist? Because, you know, I'm not. I love seeing things that are slightly flawed. Again, back to the flaw. And in Japanese culture, there is this art form in ceramics called kintsukuroi, which means, actually, I'm going to pause this to make sure that I get this right, because if I don't get this one right, it's going to be funny. Okay, so please forgive me if you happen to be familiar with the Japanese language and I am royally screwing this up. But it's called kintsugi, I believe, or golden joinery. And it's also known as kintsukuroi, which is golden repair. And this is the Japanese art of repairing broken pottery by mending the areas of breakage with this special lacquer that's dusted and mixed with powdered gold, silver, or platinum. And the philosophy is that it treats the breakage and the repair of the history of the object rather than something to disguise it. So this makes me want to loop back to the makeup story that I was going to say before, and I went on to a completely different tangent, that when you apply makeup, right, a lot of women, and some men, of course, apply makeup to hide their flaws, right? I have a skin cancer scar on the right-hand side of my face, and that's only fairly new because I got it removed early last year, and it was quite a big surgery, and it's left me with like this little silver indent on my cheek. And I was extremely self-conscious of it for the first few months. I didn't go on video, I didn't go on camera, I didn't allow anyone to take photos of me. I could feel it on my skin. I kept on touching it, like, oh God, is this ever going to go away and flatten out? And I think it's got to the point now where it's going to be as good as it ever is going to be. And I'm okay with that, right? So when I apply makeup, though, it hides it completely. But that's missing the point. Because as my face moves, when I laugh, when I smile, when I cry, when I'm in the rain and the makeup washes off slightly and you get to see the scar beginning to emerge underneath the makeup, does that make me any less perfect or any less, you know, attractive? No, it doesn't. It's only a perceived weakness because of my mind and the way that my mind views it, that I have a blemish, but it could be the same way as this whole pottery business goes, that the philosophy is that I'm embracing the imperfection. And, you know, the idea is that you cannot truly be broken. So there is no weakness that is not truly meant to be embraced and celebrated, and then either healed if it's a destructive weakness. So let's just talk about addiction for a moment and go back to that. If it's a destructive weakness like addiction, you don't have to, you know, celebrate that and go, yay, you know, I love whatever it is. And I'm not going to say anything specific because I don't want to upset anybody. I'll say sugar. I am a sugar addict. That's kind of nice and safe, right? I myself have been a sugar addict over the years. Me and jelly beans, right? It's a weakness. It won't be a strength. But I can celebrate it. I can celebrate it, you know, any way I perceive that I need to. Here's the crux here. That turning your weakness into a strength is either a long journey or a short journey, depending on your perspective. And it always brings it back to perspective. How are you going to view a situation and then alchemize it metaphysically to fit into the framework of your values? So, you know, what you perceive as a weakness, somebody else could see as an incredible strength. So for instance, with my voice, I can't believe I'm laughing right now, but I will. I'll go here. I remember when I was learning how to speak in public and I was doing a speaker's training boot camp. Very amazing program by my dear friend, Scott DeMolin. And the program was called Engage from Your Stage. So if you Google that and you look that up and you want to be a speaker, please look him up. He is incredible. And I remember we had to get up and speak in front of the room of people. And this was before I had landed any official speaking gigs and my career as an author. You know, I was on the path to landing more speaking gigs. And so I had to hone this craft. And keep in mind, I'm a very soft-spoken person most of the time. Those who know me know that I have a little bit more spirit and backbone, but I don't often raise my voice. And so I had to speak to this room. And my voice, I thought was loud, was actually coming across as quite soft and quiet and gentle. And I saw that as a weakness. I've always seen my voice as somewhat of a weakness. Are people going to understand me? Am I too quiet? But then I learned how to use it. And I learned how to use it from focusing on a different part of my energetic system that wasn't necessarily my voice box or my throat. It was my heart. It was anchored into my heart and giving full permission to my heart to bring strength to my perceived weakness. And there are so many ways that I would love to be able to do this in life. Like my cooking skills, I always say I'm a terrible cook. I always tell people I can't swim, even though I'm not a strong swimmer, but I can kind of swim. I couldn't save myself if I was in water, but you know. Is that a weakness? Yes. And that goes back to what I was saying before about this is what you do. You bring the compensation through skill development. If it's truly bothering you, do something about it. And that's the difference between being, let's just say, a victim versus a survivor or a thriver, somebody that actually takes their story and they weave that pain into power. They spin their struggles into gold. And that's where the magic happens, right? When we can truly, truly go into how weaknesses or even nervousness with my public speaking, for instance, becomes a testament to the perseverance that's required in our ability to grow. Because when you neutralize your anxiety around these things, you can rise above them and transform a weakness into a significant strength, benefiting you in body and mind and spirit, all of those wonderful ways that that happens. So just remember that you can achieve anything that you put your mind to, anything. And so what you see is a weakness in others as well. Hold them through that. Don't shame them for it. Hold them through that. I have so much more to say about that, but I cannot today. Let's put it that way. But it's so important that if somebody has a weakness, that you don't go in for the kill, right? And like push those buttons, dig the knife in, twist the knife. You hold compassion. You hold curiosity. You hold a possible solution of support, solution and support. Not both jumbled into the one, but both. For holding the weakness in reverence, that anything that can be identified can be transformed if it is meant to. If you completely accept and embrace your weaknesses and you celebrate them, that's great. But what is that ultimately doing for you in the long run? Now, the weakness could be that you have a mindset where you just can't be bothered going on a dating app and, you know, like meeting new people, or you can't be bothered working out. Or if you really like walking, for instance, if you really like walking and you're not walking, what would have to happen for you to actually build the strength rather than let the weakness win to go out for a walk around the block? And it's just, it's bringing it back to the simplicity of that, that will really be the key distinguishing feature between you being proud of yourself and knowing that you are capable of achieving whatever you set your mind to versus allowing life to happen to you instead of for you and through you. And sometimes you really just have to pull your own head out of your butt. I'm just going to say it, right? I'm just going to say it. There's no way around it. Sometimes we ostrich it and we stick our heads in the sand and we're like, I don't want to see this. I will do anything I can to create a protective mechanism. I will drink too much. I will eat too much. I'll, you know, sleep around, whatever. And you just don't want to confront the pain of seeing who you truly are, seeing yourself in your full magnificence, even if it is perceived weaknesses, which are just like, the weaknesses are like tiny little seeds that you plant in the garden that turn into an oak tree. You know, an oak tree starts with an acorn, and sometimes our weaknesses are those acorns and our strengths are these massive oak trees. And we can't see the top of these trees because they've grown through many, many different lifetimes of wisdom and learned experiences and, you know, how life unfolds is growth. That's what I'm trying to get here with the tree analogy that I think I might be missing the mark with, but I stay with me here. The way our souls develop is by being a little afraid of uncertainty, but being comfortable with uncertainty and trusting that whatever's on the other side of that uncertainty, the fear around other people perhaps seeing our weaknesses, is this magnificent reward from the universe. So I'll leave you with that for today. Thank you so much for being here for another episode of the Manifest Podcast. I love you guys. I love this community. I love the energy that's generated here. And I love that you stick with me with this stuff, because sometimes my tangents and my channeling and the transmissions take me to the most unexpected places. So I really appreciate if this brings a smile to your face, if this gives you the light codes that you need to move forward in your life in some way. See this as a sign that you are on the right path and that everything always manifests in perfect divine timing and not a moment sooner. And with that, happy manifesting, and bye for now.